headliner, Davis Dalton, the self-titled Happy Hippie of Karaoke. He's here with us tonight with the honor of being the newest recipient of the Keep Key West Weird Award. He'll join us right now on US One Radio. Hey, Davis, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going fantastic. So, to introduce you to all of our listeners, can you let us know who you are, what you do, and what's your connection to us in Key West?
So, my name is Davis Dalton. I've been here in Key West a long time. I graduated in 2013. Really always enjoyed the island, the community, and how it's just, helped me produce a peaceful lifestyle, and I like to get back to that as much as possible. I found myself really enjoying the karaoke scene a lot just because of that, you know, a bunch of happy people singing happy songs at each other. And, along with those things, I work in a unique lifestyle shop. And between those two things, that helped me express myself as the happy hippie that I am.
And that's Earthbound down on Duval, correct?
Yes.
And while you were in high school at Key West High School, you were a member of the ROTC, so you had shined shoes and you were shaved. But now you're, as you mentioned, the happy hippie. How did that transformation take place?
So I guess I always had more of like the hippie lifestyle with me. That's kind of how I was raised. When I was in ROTC, there was like some conflictions with that. It was more something that I was trying to, I guess, change the system within. Like I wanted to not necessarily live a military lifestyle, but it gave me some discipline and leadership that I needed to succeed in other aspects of my life. So after high school, I really pursued like more freeing lifestyle choices, I guess, at that point. In between that being a cannabis dispensary worker at one point too. So that was some definitely big lifestyle changes at one point.
Just recently, you were the recipient of the Keep Key West Weird Award, an award from the Community Foundation, which is trying to emphasize our eccentric and interesting nature of Key West. Why do you think you were chosen for this award, and how does it feel?
So I definitely outwardly express myself as like a weird individual, just in like general terms, I guess. I like to wear round rimmed glasses that are different shades of color. I have very unique, I would say, Afro-esque hair, as well as wearing a very hippie just clothing aesthetic in general. But they actually approached me at random. I was just I believe like in my in Earthbound, and they just came up to me. They're like, hey, like, we really like how you approach people, your just general outlook on life, how you dress. We want to give you this award. And it was actually $100 gift card.
One of the things that sets you apart, and I forget this from when you were in high school, but right now it's your mustache. So first, can you describe your swirly mustache for us and tell us how much time and effort you put in on it?
So yeah, it definitely has like somewhat of a natural swirl at the end. I find that it kind of accentuates my smile a little bit, which is kind of fun in its own. So instead of like having dimples, I just have these little swirls at the end of my smile. Now I would say this is something that I've adopted more recently as I kind of started growing my facial hair out longer. I realized that it would get in the way of eating. So in an effort to keep it out of the way, and this is another classmate, Michael DeOria, he works at the Angelina's store. I got the idea from him to just start using like mustache wax and styling it, and it kind of just stuck after that.
So whose mustache is better, you or Michael's down at Angelina's?
Oh man, that's pretty tough. I would say it depends on the given day. Michael has much more consistency with it, and his is very long at times. I think he just trimmed his, so mine's probably doing a little bit better than his, but before that, he had me beat for a second.
You're in Key West, and we pride ourselves on eccentricity. So why is Key West the place for you where you can be most yourself?
Key West definitely has those deep running themes where, like, you know, authenticity is rewarded. You can see that, like, mostly within Fantasy Fest. I know people get like a different idea about that festival, but for me, the whole point of it is like the kind of like freedom of expression and just, you know, you're able to wear whatever clothes that you want on the street. Say you want to like just wear pajamas, say you just want to wear like anything and express yourself. Key West doesn't really shy away from people like doing that. You don't really get harassed for just wanting to dress how you want to dress, and if anything, you're encouraged to do it. And it really stems from that like one human family lifestyle that we carry down here in Key West.
Okay, that's super fun stuff, Davis. Appreciate you coming on the show to share.
Thank you so much.
That was Davis Dalton, the self-titled Happy Hippie of Karaoke.